And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. John Bolton served as a White House national security advisor in President Trump's first term, an experience which could lead to him serving time. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports Bolton is under federal indictment on 18 charges of mishandling classified information.
Bolton wrote a book about the Trump White House, which described the president as erratic and a stunningly uninformed leader. Bolton is the third Trump rival to face criminal charges in recent weeks. Former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James were both charged in Virginia. All three deny wrongdoing.
President Trump will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House Friday, and correspondent Nancy Cortez reports Trump is also planning a face-to-face session with Russia's President Putin.
Fresh off his peace efforts in the Middle East, President Trump is now turning back to the one deal that has eluded him for 9 months.
Because of my relationship with President Putin, I thought this would be very quick.
In a bid to kickstart talks, Trump agreed to hold another one-on-one meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
That's expected to take place in Budapest in about 2 weeks. As the trade war between the U.S. and China escalates, Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Reilly explains the U.S. is moving to reshape markets for strategic defense.
If you were going to see a decoupling of these two huge nations that are so intertwined right now, it would require so much investment time by businesses that likely you would see higher prices for consumers because of that as well. The argument, though, is in the long run, you would have a supply chain that is much more stable, that is not reliant on a country that we often have flare-ups in our relationship with.
Ace Frehley, a founder and lead guitarist for the glam rock band Kiss, has died. He was surrounded by family in New Jersey after a recent fall, according to his agent. That's Frehley's lead guitar on Detroit Rock City. Kiss earned enduring, iconic success, and as he received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1999, he said,
"Bigger is always better, no matter what you hear. Bigger is better. Everything Kiss does is bigger."
Frehley was 74. It took a huge evacuation effort to airlift more than 1,000 residents to safety after a storm surge flooded coastal western Alaska. Julia Stone is a police officer in hard-hit Kipnuk.
I started getting calls that one of the houses, they need help. Their houses were floating and they were drifting away.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, this is Sarah at the Department of Rejected Dreams. If you had a dream rejected, IKEA can make it possible.
I've always dreamed of a beautiful kitchen, but my wife just wants to stay organized.
You know what they say about opposites?
That they can't agree on a kitchen?
Well, IKEA kitchens come in many styles with a variety of customizable organizers. So maybe you're not opposites at all.
Beautiful and organized. Now we just have to figure out what to eat.
That's a different department. Get the kitchen of your dreams at a price you didn't dream possible at ikea.us/dreamkitchen. Dream the possibilities.
Correspondent Michael Wallace checks out a new report raising questions about a device claiming to protect athletes' brains.
Some football players swear by the Q-collar. Its maker, Q30 Innovation, says it restricts blood flow from the skull, limiting how much the brain can jostle. Now, a report in the British Medical Association's BMJ says Q30 is exaggerating the collar's benefits. At the FDA's urging, Q30 added language in the owner's manual saying the device does not prevent concussions, but the company still makes that claim in its promotional materials. Q30 tells the Washington Post its marketing is consistent with the letter and spirit of the law. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A German museum has been overrun by Taylor Swift fans. That's because of a painting resembling the opening scene of Swift's hit video, The Fate of Ophelia. The painting by Frederick Heiser features Ophelia, the character from Shakespeare's Hamlet. The museum is planning a special tour for fans, but they have not heard anything from Taylor Swift, who they have reached out to. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the low 70s. Near 70 Saturday, around 60 Sunday, still the chance for showers and storms. It's 60 right now.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby by the night. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Mercy, can't you stand that?
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
And I'll be your friend. play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
I told him I'm in no hurry.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. Clear Vision doesn't have to break the bank thanks to Warren Eye Care in Racine. No insurance? No problem. Dr. Warren makes eye care simple with state-of-the-art technology and efficient exams. Glasses and contacts in about 30 minutes or less. And today only, you'll see some big savings. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and grab a $30 gift certificate for just $9. See better? Spend less. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Come on.
say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to me. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me. Ooh, soon, soon we'll be married and raise a family.
And timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Oh, once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say, this is my.
WRJN.
The last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be salvation, don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train of Oxfields. Take the last train of Oxfields. Take the last train of Oxfields. Take the last train of.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The path they've come and gone.
me now? Is it worth the time I've waited? She was all I need to make me see. At me gliding through this world of beauty, everything I do brings ecstasy. Yeah.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. One-time Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton, who later became a Trump political adversary, is now under 18 federal indictments. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports they're for allegedly mishandling classified material.
The charging documents allege the former National Security Advisor shared more than 1,000 pages of highly sensitive information about his day-to-day activities in the White House, including classified national defense information, some of it top secret, and some of which he emailed in diary-like entries to relatives between April 2018 and September 2019.
Bolton described himself in a written statement as, quote, the latest target in weaponizing the Justice Department. President Trump says he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin face-to-face in Hungary soon for talks on ending the war in Ukraine, following what he called a productive phone call with Putin.
Marco Rubio is going to be meeting with his counterpart, as you know, Lavrov. And they'll be meeting pretty soon. They're going to set up a time and a place very shortly. Maybe it's already set up. They've already spoken.
Trump meets later today with Ukraine's President Zelensky at the White House. KISS founding member Ace Frehley has died.
I'm back in the New York groove. I'm back in the New York groove.
Frehley was original KISS lead guitarist, getting attention for elaborate makeup and a smoke-filled guitar. Frehley's agent says he died peacefully, surrounded by family in New Jersey following a recent fall. Frehley was 74. A federal judge in Chicago says she is profoundly concerned